us. Yesterday, the other time, we have been seeing for the last 1 month, people are discussing the crisis of betting. The crisis of betting. And you know one of the realities, the biggest financiers of media are betting companies and alcohol companies. And those are the biggest destroyers of a generation. People are making billions, but they are fooling a generation by beginning foundations. And telling them when you bet, you are taking a child to school. But they don't know, you are taking a child to school, but you are making 4 children not even to afford a home. Is someone getting me? That's why we must begin to introduce the word to a generation. The doctrines of Christ must be restored. I know we are shouting revival, but the current status of our teachings cannot attract revival. There must be a restoration to Jesus. There must be a restoration to the cross. There must be a restoration to the teachings of Christ. Someone called me and told me my mom is a witch. And the person told me I need to come to your office for prayers. I said there is no special prayer I can give you if your mom is a witch. I just need to teach you the authority you have in Christ. Because the moment you understand the authority you have in Christ, that witch will not interfere with anything in your life. But because there is no proper teaching, a man of God was having a meeting with Jesus. He says it in a story. And he's having the meeting, the devil was interfering. And he was wondering, why is Jesus not rebuking the devil? And he asked Jesus, why is the devil interfering? He said, but I gave you all authority. This is not my work. And the man rebuked the devil and they continued with the meeting. I looked at it and I said, there are certain things that we must begin to download. Hallelujah. So that the church can know who they are. May the Lord help us to discover this book. May it not be read to a priest or by a priest, but may it also be read to the congregation so that they can understand their mandate and their responsibility. Somebody say reformation. Somebody say reformation. And I tell you, the man that brought reformation.